Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First, in my lucky dip today, comes from Joe. I'm finding my classic signature look. Or how do I find my classic signature look instead of falling victim to trends and fads? Now, look, a signature look is not for everybody. And this is something that I think you need to be aware of. There are some people who have a signature look, but not everybody does. And so if you are not someone who is drawn to a signature look, don't worry about it. It's not something you might find. You know, trends are fine because trends last for between 2 and 5 years. I have no issue with falling victim to trends as such, but fads always go, just be a little bit careful with. But if you want to have fun with fads, there is nothing wrong with that. I'm wondering here, sometimes it's this, you know, the idea of a signature look or like the idea of a minimalist wardrobe appeals to you, but does the reality match up? I know for me, I couldn't do minimalist. It's just not me. I would get too bored and I would actually really dissatisfied and very unhappy with my wardrobe if it was minimalist. But I know for other people, it works really well. So this is something you need to work out for yourself. Now, if you want to think about a signature look, it could be to take just, you know, start taking outfit photos of everything you wear for the next few months. You don't want to have lots of photos. Then I would collate them all together and look at them as a big picture and like look at your favorites, maybe collate them all, get your favorite ones together and then have a look and see, is there something in common with them? Is there something that you say, this is what I really like and this may be my signature? Now, it could be someone like Jill Chivers where basically it's just a piece of leopard print is her signature, but she wears all sorts of different outfits. They just all happen to have leopard print. You could be set like someone like Anna Wintour, whose signature look is basically a patterned dress. That's what she wears. She doesn't wear jeans. She doesn't wear pants. She wears patterned dresses. That's a much more uniformed version of a signature look versus Jill's is a much more broad version. It could be that I always have a floral or I always have, you know, like spots or something. I mean, like this is where there's no one way to develop a signature. And a signature doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a tiny wardrobe. So I think the thing is too, is as far as falling for fads and trends, if you are thinking that those things don't suit you, part of that is getting your style education. It's working out what really works for you because then you know, this is me and you can take from those fads and trends what works, but leave the stuff that doesn't work. So I do think there's a few little things to think about there, whether or not you A, want a signature, B, have a, you know, in something in particular that you, you know, kind of some way of dressing, or whether you need more options, whether you'd be happy. I mean, one of the things you can do if you're trying to kind of get a little bit more minimalist is even just, you know, kind of limit what you have in your wardrobe, maybe pull out a selection of garments and put them on a rail and just go, I'm just going to wear these for the next 3 weeks and see how I feel. If you are kind of trying to minimalize down. But I would suggest that part of this kind of falling for fads and trends is this desire for something new and different. So then it's telling me that maybe having more options is better, having a broader sort of look is better for you. And so therefore you may not want to limit yourself down too much, but getting that style education so you know which are the right colors for you, which are the right shapes and styles, all those sorts of things is going to make those decisions much easier. And you should hopefully then not buy the stuff that doesn't work for you, that ends up being a waste. Okay, next question today comes from Sandra. I have always put comfort over style. Now that I want to change this type of mentality, I'm finding it challenging to put together a beautiful outfit. Most of the times I'm not so happy with the result, but I wear them anyway because no time to change. So there's nothing wrong with comfort. I mean, I know I have a large comfort driver. Many women are driven by comfort. And I often think the older we get, the more comfort becomes a driver because you go, why would I want to spend my time being uncomfortable all day? We've done that. Don't want to go there. But there's no reason why you can't be comfortable and stylish. So it's how do you marry up these two things? So part of it is defining your style, understanding how your personality influences your style. And then it's finding the fabrics that are comfortable in the styles that are still stylish. So even something like a blazer or a jacket can actually add a real stylish look to an outfit, but it's making sure that it's got some stretch in it so that it's comfortable rather than being uncomfortable. So it's thinking about what's the kind of fabric, does it allow you to move, does it have some stretch, is it not overly fitted, all those sorts of things, so that you are still comfortable. There's no reason why you can't have attractive but flat, comfortable shoes. All those things come into this kind of comfort, but it's then also too often when we go into the very comfortable, it's either kind of down the real athleisure or it's kind of lacking any accessories. And often it's just the addition of a little accessory here and there. Maybe it's a pair of earrings, maybe it's a scarf, something like that can add that element of style in that takes your outfit up a level. So without actually seeing you, I don't know, but I would suggest that there's something there that you're missing. So maybe we're going too sloppy and baggy for comfort, or maybe we are thinking that we can't be comfortable and stylish, or maybe it's just lacking accessories. It could just be a little tweak here and there, or it's not knowing, you know, exactly what suits your body to know which shapes and styles of clothes to choose. So I think that's something to think about there too, about where it is your style is lacking, that you are feeling that it's not quite right. Because sometimes we can look at somebody else who's got a very dramatic style or something, and it's not a comfortable style, and we could admire it, but we know that that's just not going to work for ourselves. So it is working out how do you make it stylish but still be comfortable for you, and only really you can know that. Last question today comes from Becca, who says, how do I be critical enough to resist pieces that end up not being versatile or interesting, or not passing up on pieces that did have potential but I wasn't sure, then regret passing them by? So this is where I think I've been talking about this a bit today. Style education really makes a difference, because the more you know about what works for you, the easier decisions are. And I know this for myself, where I used to be, before I did all my training and I learned what I, you know now, or even what I knew 15 years ago, I wasn't sure. And so therefore you go, oh, I've made some expensive mistakes, and so I might have bypassed something, or I might have ignored something for fear of, you know, it's not fitting or not working. And this is where that style education makes a difference. I mean, having a color palette makes a huge difference, because you'll find that when you start buying clothes in a color palette, it's very easy to mix and match them. So it's very easy to put outfits together, and you have a more versatile wardrobe more naturally because those colors work together. So I'd say get a color analysis. That is the first step. And then it's understanding too of who are you and what is your style. And this is where going into that personality element of style is really important. And I do have my personal style quiz, and that just gives you a bit of the core of your style. But if you want to dive deep into understanding how your personality influences your style, this is where you should do my 7 Steps to Style program. And you can dive deep into how do your personality traits want to be expressed through what you're wearing. And the more you know about this, the easier it actually becomes to go shopping going, this is me versus this is not me. So you make so much better decision. Plus, of course, knowing about your physicality, what suits your body shape, your proportions, your face, your defining features, your scale, all those bits and pieces of you as well. So it's getting all those pieces, the color, the physicality, and your personality together. And then you'll find that because you're educated, when you're in a store, you can go, yeah, that's going to be a great piece for me, or that's just never going to work. And even knowing what's in your wardrobe and how to put things together and going, okay, that would work with what I have versus that would not work, and I will leave it there in the store, you start to get a much better picture because you have more understanding. I find the more you know, the easier it actually becomes. And in fact, often it's when you're out shopping and being empowered to say, no, there's nothing here for me today, and I am going to go home empty-handed. And then other days you could just stumble across something and you can go, that is so the right thing, and so you know it's absolutely worth buying. But of course, that comes with, like anything, it's education and a bit of practice and, you know, bit of experimentation as well. So I would say, Rebecca, that part of it is learning. And I think this is where the blog is full of so much information you can use to learn about your style. And I mean, there's all those other things like yin and yang as well. But yeah, the better your style education, you'll actually find it gets easier to make those decisions, particularly with a bit of time and practice, because of law course, learning anything new, it always takes a little while for you to kind of get the hang of it as well. So thank you for your questions. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.